Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about 星巴克 of course, Starbucks.
Jason, 你终于回来了，我们好想你啊！
哎呦，我也想你们了。
We're so happy to be back together and doing this show together on Starbucks. 那星巴克呢，是大家非常熟悉，而且我觉得还是很多朋友很喜爱的咖啡品牌。但是呢，这几年其实星巴克的业务在它最大的两个市场，美国和中国，都受到了很多的挑战。
Yeah, lots of challenges. Things aren't going as well for Starbucks as they used to, right?
那其中的原因很多啊、哦、今天的节目呢其实选自一篇纽约时报前段时间的报道就是说星巴克 The key reasons that their business has been declining in these two key markets 但是呢除了这些原因我们还要跟大家分享星巴克就临危受命从美国那个卖墨西哥卷饼的 Chipotle 花$1亿多挖角过来的新 CEO 这位叫 Brian Nichol 他有四大对策、所以我们来看看他能不能来复苏星巴克
Yeah, he's trying to revive Starbucks, right? Fix this problem. Let's see what his advice is, what his strategy is going to be, and if it seems like it's going to work.
然后他上任了以后没多久呢就在星巴克的官网上面发了一个 open letter 公开信在这封公开信里面他就直言不讳真的是口语一点说踩自己的品牌踩星巴克说我们真的要好好反思、
Yeah, he panned the Starbucks store experience, right? He really criticized it.
To pan, P-A-N, 意思就是强烈的批评和抨击
Yeah, it just means to really criticize, right?
然后呢，他说，我们已经离我们最初心的这个核心远离了。
Yeah, he said that there's a shared sense that we've drifted from our core.
So your core 就是你的核心。我们常常说不忘初心嘛 ，stay true to your core. 但如果你 drift from it or drift away from it, 那你就是。偏离了啊，他就说到，其实星巴克之所以是一个全球这么成功有影响力的品牌，因为它不仅是咖啡，它是一个完整的体验，但现在的体验就好像很冷冰冰。
Yeah, he basically says that the store experience now feels very transactional, right? And that the menus are really overwhelming and the product is inconsistent and people have to wait too long to get their coffee.
Okay, so he really panned its own store experience.
Yeah, that's a pretty big criticism.
对，所以刚刚有三个关键词啊，一个是这个体验呢，就非常的像，就是交易，纯交易 ，transactional.
Yeah, it has no feeling, right? It's not very human feeling.
他们真的 transactions 太多了，特别很多 mobile order 都忙不过来，所以这个体验就 feel transactional, 对吧？因为交易多，所以体验变得很交易化。而且呢，这个menu 就选择太多了，又有很多很新奇的东西，就会让人有点晕头转向。
Yeah, even for me, if they ask all these questions about my coffee and even the names of the sizes aren't even in English, it could get really overwhelming, right?
对，所以 overwhelming 形容我们人的感觉就是 you can feel really overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's not so simple ordering a coffee at Starbucks, right?
而且呢，作为一个连锁店来讲，品质的把控是不是一贯都有高水准很重要，但他说现在我们的品质也会有点参差不齐。
Yeah, they've grown so much that the product has become inconsistent, right?
接下来呢，他也列了四大原因啊，就是为什么星巴克 has been suffering in these key markets. 作为一个很喜欢星巴克的消费者 I can really...relate to, identify with all these four reasons. 我觉得近一两年我去星巴克的频率也比较少了，更多的可能会去一些就比较小的咖啡店。
Yeah, you like many other people, right, are experiencing these changing consumer preferences, right?
因为星巴克真的它一出来的时候，我记得美国当时有很多人说、哦、自己在家里弄咖啡便宜多了这他怎么会有生意怎么会人家花那么多的钱啊去个咖啡店 But it turns out people really like the coffee as well as the store experience 对他们来说是一个很 unique 很特别的体验。
Yeah, they were really the first to pioneer this kind of, at the time, consistent coffee experience anywhere you wanted around the world.
是他的店就整个的感觉会很好，空间也很舒服。创始人兼以前的 CEO 舒尔茨，他不是有一个这个很大概念叫做 the third space。
Yeah, this is this idea that you have another place you want to go. Not your home, not work, but a third place.
对，第三空间。但是呢，随着这十几年星巴克 huge expansion, 很难说每一个店都做成那样舒服的第三空间。所以它越来越多店就小。然后呢，他也不希望里面有那么多人天天坐在里面蹭网啊什么的，对吧？希望我们买咖啡快点走。But at the same time, it has really cut down on the store experience.
Yeah, which has led to what they call a suboptimal store experience, right?
Suboptimal. 那 optimal 的意思就是最好的嘛，很优秀的。但如果加 sub 这个前缀就是在这个底下。
Yeah, it's not optimal, right? It's suboptimal. It's below what it could be.
地铁啊 ,subway, 因为是 below the ground. 但是这里呢、这个 sub 就是说 it's worse.
Yeah, it's sub in the ranking of good and bad. So it's further down the list on what would be the best situation for the store experience.
好，那除了这个 store experience, 这个 third space,已经不复存在。还有一个原因呢，就是你可能要等很久。
Yeah, sometimes there's some really long wait times at Starbucks, right?
其实星巴克从这个方面来讲也算是 a victim of its own success, 是吧？
Yeah, in business we'd call this a good problem, kind of, right? Because you have so many customers that it's taking too long to serve them. Well, it's good you have those customers, but of course, you don't want to have super long wait times either.
Victim 就是受害者啊，成为自己成功的一个受害者。其中还有一个原因就是星巴克它也是最先推出定制化。Right, they pioneered this concept of customizing your drink. 特别是你如果打开星巴克的 app, 你里面什么东西都可以选。比如一个咖啡，我上面奶泡 foam, 我是要奶泡多、奶泡少，奶泡冷、奶泡热、奶泡甜、奶泡不甜。
头大了。
Once again, overwhelming. 而且对于做咖啡的咖啡师 baristas 来讲，那个就会很花时间。
Yeah, these baristas, the people making the coffee, right, they're too busy to engage with their customers, making all these custom drinks.
Okay, 所以展开对话可以讲 to engage in a conversation.
Yeah, that means to have a conversation with somebody, right? The engage part makes it feel like you're going back and forth with the person. Yeah, you're involved, you're listening.
诶，咖啡师我们讲了好多次啊 ,baristas, 那这里要注意一下，就是 don't call 一个做咖啡的人 a coffee maker, 因为那个是一个机器。
Yeah, they're not 机器, right? They have this cool foreign, I think it's Italian, right? The word for somebody who works at a coffee shop making coffee, a barista.
对，但讲到 coffee maker, 现在好像在 mall 里面，它是一个 coffee maker barista。因为他是一个机器人机器手但是呢、
wow.
他就比较高级那种能做的咖啡。
Yeah, I guess that still counts as a barista, right? Artificially intelligent barista?
AI powered, yeah.
That's right.
好那另外还有一大原因呢就很现实就是现在觉得星巴克很贵。
Yeah, that's right. The economic pressures here, the money people are spending on coffee is changing.
生活成本上升嘛，然后我们很多时候就会想想说，哦，有一些是这种 splurge 就是比较奢侈的花费，可能我就不花那么多钱了。
Yeah, we call this discretionary spending, right? The money you spend on things you don't really need.
这个就是可自由支配支出啊。
Yeah, you'll hear this word typically with like business reports and things like that, economics.
比如在加拿大嘛，我买一个那个大杯的 grande size, 那个拿铁啊这种，都是七块多块八块钱。再加上现在的一个趋势，就是你刷卡的时候，他都会跳出来说你要不要加小费。然后那个 barista 在看着你，你又不 不好意思说不加，在一加就快九块钱，九块钱加币，然后在美国也是吧，八块多美金这样，就觉得很贵。
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you customize it and add all your special things to it, it ends up being close to $10 for a single latte.
所以呢，就是这个 economic pressure 也会让很多的消费者更加的 cost conscious， 所以价格比较敏感或者谨慎的消费者会想一想。
Yeah, people are really balking at these prices. They can't believe it, and they're moving away from spending their money on things like expensive lattes.
Balking at something 意思就是哦，那样被吓到望而却步是吗？
Yeah, I imagine somebody just going, "What? I can't believe it! $8 latte, right?" It's like this really strong reaction.
At the same time.不管在美国还是中国，竞争对手也越来越多，再加上很多竞争对手都比它便宜蛮多的。
And now they have tons of increased competition.
然后中国、美国两边的咖啡市场都是非常的饱和。我之前看报道说，上海是世界上人均咖啡店数目最多的地方。
Wow, on every corner you have a coffee shop.
Yes, so you've got two highly competitive and highly saturated coffee markets.
That's right. We're talking about liquids here, so when I hear highly saturated, right, it really works. This idea that it's just filled with, covered with other competitors, it's saturated.
饱和，然后呢，那个饱和脂肪也是这个词吗？
Yeah, so just like saturated fats, exactly.
那看完了星巴克业务受到挑战的原因之后呢，我们来看看他新上任的这个 CEO 有哪相应的四大对策。
All right, so what does this new CEO recommend in order to reverse their fortune?
Reverse 就是转过来，是吧？要把星巴克的这个运势反转过来啊。What is the number one on his list?
He says, empowering our baristas to take care of our customers.
To empower 就是 give power to someone, 给他能力赋能。
Yeah, you're equipping your baristas, right, with the abilities and the skills and the information to do a better job of taking care of the customer.
当然他这些这个 headline 都是你觉得很好听好像但是很 general 又很可能有点 empty 啊但是他其实那个信里有很多 details 的举措比如说会升级他们的机器啦然后会去掉很多你可以定制化的选项让做咖啡说最多不要超过四分钟一杯
Oh, okay, 4 minutes isn't bad. That sounds a lot better.
Yeah.对然后就希望 baristas 没有那么忙然后他们可以deliver more personal experiences to their customers.
So both making it easier for them to make the coffee, but also getting the benefit of better customer experience.
那还有很多说给他们更好的 training programs, 然后也让他们在这个的公司里面看到更多的 career upward trajectory, 就是职业上升渠道。
That seems pretty smart to me too. Motivating your baristas to work really hard so they can get a promotion, right?
那 what's number two on the CEO Brian Nichols' list?
All right, so he says they have to get the morning right every morning.
其实英语里面书写有一个包括 speaking 啊口语里面有一个很好的修辞方法就是 repeat keywords.
Yeah, that's right. So it's not just get the morning right every time, right? It's get the morning right every morning. Repeating that word morning.
对，因为很多人的一天是从咖啡开一早的咖啡开始的，所以他们就希望说，每一个早晨我们都能给客户带来最超凡的体验。
Yeah, he wants to deliver outstanding drinks and food on time, every time.
哦，又来了 repeat 是吧 ？On time, every time.
That's right.
就不仅是这一次不让你等很久准时我是每一次都这样。
Yeah, you need to have that expectation that it's going to be on time every time, right?
好那他第三条的对策是什么呢
He says re-establishing Starbucks as the community coffee house.
我个人对这一点是最期待的。
Yeah, why? You want to go back to Starbucks for maybe working sometimes, enjoying that community aspect?
Overall store experience is so important. 因为真的现在咖啡很多地方都有啊。那你为什么去这家不是去那家除了可能啊、咖啡好喝程度或者你的喜好有一点区别更多我觉得还是那个啊、这个店给我的感觉。
Yeah, you want the spaces to kind of give you a feeling and reflect the sights and the smells that define Starbucks, right?
所以呢，他这里说要 re-establishing， 因为他以前是这样的，大家都很喜欢，好像是我们的社区咖啡店，但是有点消退嘛，这种感觉有点消失，所以他要重新来建立 re-establish。那这里讲到这个 community， 其实全世界我觉得现在都在做很多的 community。Focus development， 像中国也是啊，我们社区的社区中心、社区食堂、社区各种各样 ，because it's the hub， 这是我们居住的地方。然后 you want to hang out there， you want to develop connections there。
Yeah, we want to have these third, maybe fourth, fifth, I don't know, spaces outside of working and home, right? Where we can get together with other people, maybe get some work done, relax.
所以呢，这个 CEO 就说我们要来提升，重新提升我们的门店体验。
Yeah, he wants to elevate it, right? Lift it up.
Elevate, 提升，所以电梯就叫 elevator.
Yeah, he wants to take the in-store experience and put it in an elevator and send it up.
他说希望让星巴克重新再变成那种欢迎人的地方，欢迎你能逗留下来。
Yeah, he wants you to be a place where you can linger, somewhere where you don't feel like you need to leave, right? You don't mind spending extra time there.
To linger 意思就是你可以泡在那边，没有什么时间的压力，是一个很舒服，很休闲的感觉。
Yeah, linger gives you this feeling that you're really relaxed, you're kind of sitting down, you're taking your time.
这样的一种体验就是一个非常 inviting 的啊。这个词也很容易理解，就是邀请你来。
Yeah, an inviting place, right? Makes you want to go in, you feel invited.
但是呢，对于那些急着我就是拿一杯咖啡，我赶快还要去忙的人，他说你也别担心。
Yeah, you want there to be this clear distinction, he says, right? Between the to-go and the for-here service.
对，他说我们要好好的思考怎么样来设计我们的门店，设计整个的体验。Right, thoughtful design with this clear distinction between grab and go or for here, sit and linger.
Seems like a good idea to me.
所以刚刚那个 distinction 呢，意思就是 set apart, different.
Yeah, you want them to be distinct, separate and different, right?
区别开来。好，那我们看看最后一个星巴克如何重振旗鼓的对策。
Ah, he says, telling our story, right? It's time to tell our story again.
因为星巴克的品牌做得非常棒嘛, right? It's still this very beloved brand globally. 还是有那种喜爱。但是呢,这个 CEO 就说,我们需要去提醒人们,啊,我们依然是你爱的星巴克。
Yeah, he wants to remind people of their unmatched coffee expertise, right? This is where they're saying, hey, even though there's a lot of competition, we think we're the best. And he ends this with a really cool sentence. We won't let others define who we are.
绝对不能让别人来定义我们，让别人来说啊，星巴克现在已经 you know, lost its charm, lost its magic, 已经没有那个吸引力，那个魅力了。他说不行，我们要重新再来说我们自己的故事。
Very inspiring. It'll be interesting to see if it works.
I'm really hoping, 因为真的大家很喜欢的一个品牌嘛，我们当然希望它能够继续的发展下去。
Yeah, we'll see. There's definitely enough Starbucks around the world where we can all kind of observe if this is working, right?
那我们的听众，你近年来的这个咖啡体验啊，星巴克体验，有没有什么改变呢？如果有的话，欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Starbucks? Do you still go there? Do you feel like the brand is changing? Do you have a new place you like to go? We'd love to hear from you.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
Yes, it's great to be back, and see you guys next time. 再见!